Today, the third Sunday of Advent, we rejoice because the Lord is near. And as you see, the liturgy prepares us for that. We have the pink candle today lit, the pink vestments, though I don't like them, but I had to wear them, I think. All I need is a pink hat to go with it. And I look at the church, and it seems like quite a few people in pink. It looks like a flamingo convention. I've even been trying to stand on one leg. See, I can do it. But anyway, the liturgy is full of promise. There is a marvelous sense of rejoicing and excitement in today's readings. The readings are abundant with promise, hope, mercy of God, and fulfillment. Yet, perhaps for some of us, they seem out of step with our lives today. Littered around us speaks of hope and rejoicing. We look at the map of the world. There are so many civil wars going on, especially in the African continent. And then we sit here and we are told to rejoice. Yet, that is just the point of the readings. The prophet Isaiah, he was speaking of people who just returned from exile, and yet he says to them, the wilderness, he says, will blossom, and everyone will see the wonderful glory of God, and God will enjoy, and people of God will enjoy peace forever. And the gospel of Jesus speaks of someone who gives joy, hope, and comfort. John the Baptist, right now he was imprisoned by King Herod. And he also sensed some type of excitement going on around the area. And probably his disciples came to talk to him about what was going on. So John sent his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or shall we wait for someone else? Now Jesus sent them back with an answer, but he didn't say, go tell John, I am the one. What he said to them was, go tell John what you hear and see. The deaf are hearing, the blind giving their sight, dead people are raised to life, and the poor people are getting the good news preached to them. That was enough for John. He told his disciples, he is the one. Go and follow him. Now I must decrease, and he must increase. And so in the midst of darkness and bleakness of life, we find Jesus, the love of God personified. The liturgy today is speaking of a joy which is the product of hope in your Savior. It is a joy which arises out of a sense of being loved by your God. And that is great news. We are to remember, if nobody else loves us in the world, God does. The glory of God is the human person fully alive. God takes delight in you as a unique creation. Joy is the sign of the presence of God. in you. If there is no joy in our religion, in our Christianity, there must be a leak somewhere. And we are to take care of that. Now, some pessimistic historians say that the human situation runs in cycles, and that strife and war cannot be avoided. That's a pessimistic conception. And now an optimist will say, war is impossible. A committed Christian will say, war is not avoided unless we make it impossible. How? By obeying the law of God and start to live as children of the same Father. Now, the liturgy today is not speaking of ceasefire for the holidays. Oh, I will talk to my neighbor for the holidays and make me feel good. After the holidays, I don't want to see him anymore. And nations do that, as you know. They try to stop fighting for the holidays. The holidays are over, they start shooting each other. Jesus is not speaking of a ceasefire. He is speaking of a peace built on justice and love. For Jesus came to make us great. He is in the business of making heroes. John the Baptist was a hero. He kept telling the king that he is wrong, and he wouldn't budge. That's why Jesus said, what did you go out to see in the desert? A reed swayed by the wind? We are to be convinced of our religion and hold on to it, for it is built on Jesus Christ, the eternal rock. Today, we are asked to put that joy and that love and that justice into action. Discover the gospel of Jesus. Discover the joy of sharing your friendship. Share above all your belief with someone who has given up on God, on hope, on the church. Evangelize. Discover the joy of reconciliation. Get in touch with someone that has maybe a grudge against you. Live the gospel of the good news. Then the peace of God will come truly into your heart. It is that peace of which St. Augustine, the great philosopher, spoke when he said, our heart was created by God, and only God, an infinite being, can satisfy our quest for peace and justice. We are to start putting God's commandments into practice. It is not enough to know them, not enough to publish them. We have to fulfill them. Leaders of nations are to heed the words of the prophet Isaiah in the reading of the first Sunday of Advent. He shall come to judge between the nations and impose terms on many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. That is the peace that Jesus came to give us. when he came to live among us. Let us appreciate this great gift of God, sending his only Son, Jesus Christ, becoming one of us, and show us the way to live as true children of the same Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.